Yeah. Okay. So welcome to this gaming library broadcast again in our efforts to bring you guys continuous content during the enhanced community lockdown. This is our Thursday show, which is essentially a talk show. And today, ito yung skeletal force. Skeletal workforce, kumbaga. it's just me and our good friend Sam hanging out.
Hello.
Today. Sam, how are you?
Doing well. Bored.
Bored. Okay, well, I know for sure that you came from a conference call for work and you're dressed up.
Yeah.
And that's good to see that, you know, there's some normalcy in our daily, basically, quarantine. But, I have been okay myself. At least I'm still wearing normal clothes. I almost did the show today in a full-on sando. Pero sabi ko, wait lang, gaming library nga pala to. Ayusin natin ng konti. So, it's just Leo and Sam hanging out with you guys on this lovely Thursday. It's the 26th of March, as you can see right here. Again, it's our goal here at Gaming Library to keep you guys in touch and at least somewhat sane. So, most people are forgetting what day it is. So, yeah. Sam, did you forget that it was a Thursday?
Yes, I did. I did not know it was a Thursday.
Okay, well, this is our little reminder for you that Thursdays are Gaming Library talk show days. Oh, wow! Hans joining us! What's
Hans
going on?
Hans is here.
I found it.
Surprise!
Sorry, muti ka ako na makalimutan.
Okay. Hello, dude, we were like speculating, nakatulog ba si Hans? Is he busy like cooking? How are you?
I'm good. Just finished lunch.
Oh, there you go. He was enjoying lunch.
Yes. I did tomato soup lang. Oh. Simple lang.
That's healthy. Oh my god. Oh wow.
May kasamang chips.
Okay. Add a little crunch.
Fancy.
A little crunch. I got some milk tea. There's a milk tea place open like downstairs, so suerte. But, you know, we get what we can. So, in today's show, we are going to be throwing back a little bit. And, again, it's Throwback Thursday. We're going to be looking at games that we used to love, no? Games that we used to love. Hans, are you ready with your game that you used to love?
So, just to clarify, used to meaning you don't love anymore?
Yes. Parang dati, oh my god, favorite game, this is awesome. And then, now, pag inaya ang laruin yon.
All right. Not necessarily hate them.
No. Like,
all right.
Obviously, just your love for the game has gone down. Ganun na lang. Let's put it like that. So, before we jump into that, I want to check in on you guys first. Besides, you know, how your days are doing, what you had for lunch, what have you been playing recently? Again, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. So, what have you been playing, Hans? Nakapaglaro ka pa ba?
So I've been able to play Lords of Waterdeep. So that's an oldie na parang biglang bumalik because of the app na may cross-platform.
Oh yeah, what's
with iOS, Steam, and I think Android.
What's the app like?
That is actually pretty nice. Very streamlined. Tapos hindi mo na kailangan magkumuha ng mga meeples. So I think instead of an actual Waterdeep game spending about 45 minutes to 1 hour. It's like shorter.
I see.
Playing with a single player, if playing with more players because of the connection issues, and of course the thinking behind it. Halos same lang, but still not bad. Yeah.
Okay, so Lords of Waterdeep is Hans's game. So you've been playing it on iOS?
I've been playing it on iOS, on the iPad.
Multiplayer and or then, solo?
Multiplayer. And then a few friends are playing it on I think karamihan nasa Steam.
Okay. Does it come with the expansions when you play it on like iOS?
You can actually buy the expansion.
Hindi siya kasama agad.
Well, you buy the base and then you also buy the expansion naman.
Okay. You know what? I'm kind of tempted because sometimes, especially now during the lockdown, no, internet kind of gets wonky. So it's kind of hard to rely on our connection and kind of play, you know, our games that we're used to, yung mga Mobile Legends, stuff like that. So it's nice to have a board game that isn't like completely reliant on an internet connection.
Oh, I also got to play Blood Rage.
Oh,
the digital one. So
you're part of the testers. Are you a tester?
Well, I was given a Steam key, so ooh, I was able to play it a couple of times. Kaso ni-revoke na nila, so kasi tapos na yung playtest, so I can't play it anymore. But overall, I'm pretty happy. Medyo mabigat lang on the computer specs.
Wow, really? It's a game that's heavy on the specs. That's possible na board game.
Yeah, the graphics kasi medyo mabigat.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, oo. So, and it's ano na, it's 64-bit. I don't know if...
Okay. So they basically developed it medyo future-proof. Like, it's
medyo,
made to look good.
Medyo future-proof siya. Like, for example, I play kasi on an Apple computer. So, you need to have like, I think 2017, 2018 latest. I mean oldest yung Mac.
Yung OS, yeah.
Yeah, and then the OS, you should upgrade to the latest OS kagad.
Okay. Okay.
So, and ano, when I played it, because I didn't upgrade it. I just wanted to try nga not upgrading. Medyo pixelated yung graphics on the outside board. Because they had good... they populated that may parang kraken na umiikot sa labas ng board. I'm pretty happy with the graphics kasi hindi siya yung parang boring, may parang board lang na nandun tapos ano, may animation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So they're making good use of the technology there. Are you allowed to speak about details? Meron na ba siyang like slated release date for Blood Rage?
As far as I know, I think it's kakatapos lang ng beta, which is good because then it's nearing its release date.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would release first to Kickstarter backers.
Uh-huh.
Yung actual Steam key.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think they need to fix on multiplayer because we played a bunch of multiplayer games and hindi namin natatapos.
Okay, so you and at the other point, beta testers, no? You've tried this already?
Yeah. At some point, like, tumitigil siya, naghahang yung one player, and then pag naghahang yung one player, wala na yung buong game, parang gano'n. And it's usually happening because there's a lot of interactions with the cards. So, yun yung like, for example, doon there's a possibility na zero rage ka na and then pwede ka magkaroon ulit ng rage. And then you're back in the round.
And you're still doing things. Okay.
So may mga interactions sila na they needed to fix.
Okay.
On that.
Little bugs.
But
like
overall,
that.
Best graphics ever that I've seen on a board game.
Okay.
Maybe comparable lang to Tokaido.
Yeah, I was gonna ask
production.
Ooh. Oh, by the way, yeah, Tokaido is free right now on iOS and Android, so you guys should jump in on that. Okay.
Definitely, people should get it.
Graphics is wild.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, I'm excited. I downloaded it on my phone, so I'll definitely try that soon. How about you, Sam? What have you been playing?
on the digital front, a lot of Shield.
Uh-huh. Pokemon Shield, okay, on the Switch. I love it. So, nasan ka
on
na?
On the Switch, yeah.
Nasan ka na?
Is it on the 5th gym? I can't remember if it's the 4th or the 5th gym. I just finished the one side.
Oh, wait. It's possible na mag-iba tayo kasi I played Sword. And, yeah, okay.
This is the gym na different.
The fairy. Yeah, it's Ghost for you yata.
Yeah, it's Ghost.
There you go. For me, it was Fairy. So that's interesting. Who's your starter?
Sabo.
All right, perfect. I like Sabo.
The emo, the sad frog.
Yeah, no, I don't like his ult. Yung last form niya, he looks like Randall from Monsters, Inc.
Ang funny kasi niya, di ba? Sad frog to an emo. whatever. Tapos yung build form niya is like a hipster.
Yeah, like a super like a secret agent. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of Pokemon Shield for Sam. Hans, what was the last Pokemon you played? Have you played Pokemon?
I think the last one was Yellow.
Oh my god, dude, that's Gen 1!
Gen
1! Yeah.
Yeah. So, ang alam ko lang hanggang 152.
Okay, alright. So Hans is... Okay, Hans, alam mo bang may term para sa ganyan? Merong actual term.
Anong term doon?
Gen 1ers. They're called Gen 1ers. They're people who, did not appreciate the rest of the Pokemon series and they lived forever in Gen 1. And I don't blame you kasi dun siya unang sumikat eh.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's a thing. All right, so who was your starter back then in Yellow?
I think Pikachu yung ano eh.
No, you always get Pikachu, but from the three, the fire red, the fire, the water, and the grass.
I always go Charmander.
Oh, there you go. Of course, Charmander. I mean, Charizard's everybody's favorite.
Yeah. Medyo hard mode.
Yeah, siya yung hard mode. Yes. Yeah, because the first two or three gyms, mahirapan ka talaga as Charmander. Alright.
Kasi sobrang counter kay Charmander.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to bring this up a little bit, no? Before Hans, before you came in, I told Sam I wanted to talk about this because we already agreed we would talk a little bit about Pokemon. And I want to bring this up. Hans, did you know that there is a Pokemon board game?
No, I did not.
There is.
Alam ko card game, but hindi ko alam na yung board game.
Yeah, for sure. There's a Pokemon card game, pero meron ding board game. It's called Pokemon Master Trainer. Was released in 1999, and the publisher was Hasbro. It's a Hasbro board game. Here, I put it up on the stream right now. And it's not rated bad. It's pretty decent. 5.8. That's average.
Mm-hmm.
This is on Board Game Geek. It's essentially rolling. Ano siya? Rolling right tuloy. Rolling move. It's a rolling move. Rolling move na may action na may a set collection and parang deterministic battling.
Yeah.
It's actually a huge game. Right now, it goes for about $250 if you can find it online.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. It's
real.
Yeah, it comes in the it comes in the parang coffin sized box.
Yeah. Alam mo na mister dati talaga po yung card game ng Pokemon
TCG.
Yung TCG.
Yeah.
I missed that one kasi it's super simple.
Yeah, but this one is this one's crazy. I saw people playing this online and parang it plays at least 2 hours or something like that.
Wow.
It's just a massive clunky board game. But yeah, I just wanted to show our friends at home a little treat, no? Na merong ganito. Merong Pokemon Master Trainer board game. Besides Pokemon, Sam, what have you been up to? What else have you been playing?
Oh, we've managed to play nang remotely.
Uh-huh. What
me
game
and my
is this?
Medium.
Ooh, Medium. Okay. What's Medium about?
So Medium is a simple card game. It's like a party game where you try to mesh with yung other players. So parang you're trying to sync yung minds niyo. So parang during the game, one player will play down one card, and then yung cards have word on them. Mm-hmm. Like for example, apron. And then yung partner mo or the other player will place down another card. So for example, chest. So chest, apron. On the count of three, you have to say a word, and then your word has to match. So parang 1, 2, 3. Then you say something that makes you think of what a chest apron is. So parang I'll say a bib. So if both of you say bib, you get a point. Kasi nag-mind meld kayo. But then you say a different thing, and then I say a different thing. Then you use those two new words to move forward.
Okay, so it's
Very...
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
May parang wavelength ba yung game?
Parang sort of like wavelength-ish. Pero words siya. It's not like kasi sa is you're trying to parang on a scale. This you have to match the exact word. Parang you have to think of the same word talaga as yung kalaro. Which is sometimes funny kasi I remember one time we were playing sa Alter Ego with some of our friends. Tapos parang actually this one of the guys I just met there. Tapos parang yung word that we played was Australia tapos or Canadian, Canada, tas actor, and then
Canada actor,
And then we both said, I forget the name.
Who's Ryan the guy Reynolds?
Who's the guy who played Wolverine?
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. We both said Hugh Jackman.
But he's not Canadian.
He's not Canadian. But we both said it, so we're both right. So we get the
both. But you're also both wrong.
It doesn't matter. We said the same person, so we get the point.
Okay, all right. So it's a game that talaga you can play offline, online.
Yeah. Well, it's not designed to be played online, kasi you. So what we did was nag-ano na lang sila. May sister group for the other player na lang.
I see. Parts. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Like, Hans, have you been playing anything like that? Like any board games na analog tapos dinidigital mo na lang like a webcam style?
We played Mila Glory last week.
Oh yeah, just one.
Yeah. And that one was super fun.
Okay, so you have done that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, I was trying to get Imperial Roland right there. I want to play that soon. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do that. But on my end, what I have been playing is I've been playing a lot of video games. Wala akong time, wala akong board games, wala akong kalaro. So, kung mag-board games ako solo. So I'll save that essentially for when I really need to. But right now medyo marami pa akong backlog na video game. And then I picked up recently Assassin's Creed Rebel Collection on the Switch. This is so crazy. Like, how do they fit this game on this little thing? This is ridiculous. This game is like, it's huge. Like, I have the whole of like the eastern seaboard of Americas on my Switch. So that's ridiculous. So
this is a digital copy.
Yeah. It's a digital copy.
For video games, na-addict ako sa two new games right now. The first one is I finally was able to download Teamfight Tactics. From Auto Chess, I'm trying to learn Teamfight Tactics din. So far the graphics is way better. And I also like the hex style na board.
Yeah.
Rather than a standard grid type sa Auto Chess.
Mm-hmm.
So plus the Simon people are also Auto Chess peeps, so that's why marami akong kalaro doon.
Auto Battlers.
And then another one is Oxygen Not Included.
What's that?
It's a so essentially it's a colony building game, the simulation, except that you are in an asteroid and oxygen isn't included as a resource.
Okay.
So you have to essentially para siyang Fallout shelter type na you have to dig out and create a base na maging self-sustaining siya with water, oxygen, and stuff like that.
Okay, ayan. I see. Alright.
So,
This is on
On Steam?
PC, yeah.
I actually wanted to buy another one called They Are Building. Essentially, a big tower defense civilization building game, except that every night, millions of zombies go to your base. Parang ganun yung style nila.
Yeah.
So, if you can tell, I like things automated.
Yeah. It's very board game-like.
Action programming.
Yeah. So, moving on from what games we have been playing, maybe to what games we want to play, and I'm not even gonna ask anymore because I know for sure what the answer is. And this is walking into a show with two of the biggest Arkham Horror LCG fans right now. Who am I kidding? It's Hans and Sam. Let's talk about the newest news coming in from FFG, no? These new investigator packs. We mentioned it last Monday that we are going to be ordering this on the website. It's going to be up soon. Who wants to talk about these? Nathaniel Cho, Harvey Walters, Winifred Hamabok, Jacqueline Fine, and Stella Clark. What's this all about? What are investigator decks?
I think Sam should take the lead.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm looking at them right now.
Well, these investigator decks were a move by FFG to make it easier for some newer players to get into the game and play their own investigator cards. So, if so, yung investigator decks na to are designed that so that you'll have a full playable set of a single investigator. So it's a complete playable deck na, is it 32 cards? So it includes weaknesses nila and yung unique playable characters as well as new cards that you can add on to if you're eventually building other decks. So
it includes their own neutral sets, essentially. It has their own neutral sets. They have their own class cards. And oh wow! And then you can take some of these cards that are like not unique, and then add them to the other class cards to the other class decks. Ooh, okay.
Yes. So what's good about it is, if you just want to try, or better, you want to have a set, you can buy one of these investigator cards, and then if you have a friend that has like a lot of like complete niya up to date siya with all of the campaigns, you can play a campaign with your own deck, picking one of these picking from one of these characters.
Okay, so essentially,
plug and play.
So essentially, let's say, ikaw, Sam, you're a big fan. You have your own base set. You have several expansions. And then Hans here says, I want to come in as Harvey Walters. Pwede siyang bumili ng Harvey Walters, and then sasali na lang siya.
Yes. Yes. And then wala ka na masyadong deck building na highlight. And then what's also good about this is, because if you're playing a campaign, you can upgrade your cards, you know? So these also come with some upgrades for the cards that are in the deck.
So it's
mga 20 plus.
It's 32 plus plus.
Yeah.
It's 34 investigator cards in yung pre-built na deck mo. And then it comes with 26 new
cards
to upgrade.
Oh my god! So it's essentially, it's a 60 card pack.
Yeah, it's a 60-card pack.
Okay, so parang siyang Mythos pack, but instead of an adventure, it's a character on its own that can evolve on its own.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. This is exciting stuff because... Yeah, Hans?
I think this is one of the biggest cure to the LCG dilemma na after so many expansions, it gets so daunting to get in. Kasi sobrang dami na. Like, for example, ngayon, I'm trying to get into games with other people. And then sila parang, oh, then we have to make you a deck para maka-scale ka, makahabol ka. Parang ganun. So there's a barrier to entry for newer players.
To
play with veterans. Usually, in a competitive scene, you just get newbie rate. And you just take the newbie rate. Diba? But this one, it allows you to get in. It's a co-op. You don't want to feel useless. It's a perfect solution. Plus, all of the characters are new.
Yeah.
Hindi siya rehash from the core set na kinuha lang tapos binenta ng tingi-tingi. I think that's one of the biggest plus factor of these character packs.
Yeah, yeah. It's an evolution essentially, I think, of what FFG has been doing now. So the first thing they did before was the Android Netrunner Championship decks. So basically, ginaya lang nila yung deck ng champion ng Worlds that year. And then the next one was the Game of Thrones house deck, wherein they just like made decks from like the core set plus a few other cards, and then they put it in a box. Ito talaga original cards, like new cards coming in. And then you can play them. So this is also not just good for newbies. It's also great for even veterans.
Yeah, even for veterans, definitely.
Wow, okay. So Sam, which one of these are you getting?
Kailangan ko pumili.
Of course.
Everything.
I should have asked. Okay, which one are you excited for? Let me just ask that. Whenever you're playing Arkham or LCG, what role do you usually have or what's your favorite?
Seeker, always a seeker.
Okay, so this is like your card drawing, the card drawing, like all the clues in the world.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, new clue generation.
All right, ikaw Hans, what do you have you played Arkham Horror LCG?
So I've gotten my into it, but I don't know enough yet to pick which type of investigator that I really want. Mm-hmm. Right now, parang ang nangyari sa akin is kung anong binigay sa akin na role just to make sure the campaign succeeds.
Okay, so what they need.
So essentially more of support role ako usually.
Okay, so what was that? What color was your deck before? You remember?
I think kung binigay rin sa akin was just ano eh. Seeker lang din.
Alright, yeah. So just make all the clues.
Parang ganun lang. And then, they just do the heavy lifting.
Okay, alright.
Heavy lifting a Seeker!
Well, at least the heavy lifting as a Seeker is more on the card draw, which is medyo inherent in card games naman talaga. So far, that's it. I'm enjoying it. I'm just thinking kung ano pang maganda. But right now, I'm looking at Nathaniel Cho.
Yeah.
That's parang gusto ko yung deck niya.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, he's a guardian, basically the fighter or the tank of the team. And he's gonna start boxing these old ones. He's gonna start boxing these Eldritch Horrors. So that's gonna be interesting. I essentially played Guardian before. Guardian or Rogue, because they're both like damaging roles. They're both those kinds. The Rogue, on the other hand, mas thrifty. Pero mas makunat tong Guardian. But that's enough of news for Arkham Horror, the card game. We're gonna go ahead and move on to our main topic. Yes. What is that? Yes.
Also, so a lot of publishers also in the US are facing the same COVID-19 issue, virus situation.
Yeah.
Majority of them are being also placed in lockdown and or in quarantines. So there are certain publishers that have stopped announcing games. Asmodee led the charge, wherein they're delaying several new releases of games for March. April. That's why we're gonna see a lot of lesser news this coming month. In terms of shipments, bumagal din sobra because nagiging skeletal workforce din yung mga tao. So I think it's a good time for you not to look at new games. It's a good time for you to revisit the games that you used to love.
Yep.
And give them a second chance.
Yep. How perfect is that? But again, I think I'm on the of the opposite camp. Kasi, again, I used to love these games, but I kind of traded them away or sold them to others kasi baka they might love the games better. But perfect segue into the main topic. Games I used to love, let's throw back, muling ibalik, and maybe this little discussion will remind us exactly why we like the game in the first place and maybe give another chance. Sam, I hear you prepared two games for us to talk about.
Yeah.
Games that you used to love. Let's start with one. What's one game you used to love?
Munchkin.
Munchkin.
Yeah, I know, because it was a game that got me hobby board games, and it was the first designer board game that I played.
Mm-hmm.
So I played it a lot, as in sobrang dalas. And then after playing it a lot, lumalabas yung flaws that it sort of overstays its welcome. Kasi the more you are to playing yung mga cards, the longer the game will be.
Yeah.
And then the longer the game will be, the less enjoyable it is. Yun.
So, I guess that's just also...
So, yeah.
Yeah, parang lang yun. Remnants of the old design. Like, it's an older design.
Yeah.
Didn't have a way to cure the end game. So, what was the feeling like when you first played Munchkin? What made you fall in love with it the first time?
Oh my gosh. The first time I played it, parang napaka-wild na game-breaking yung mga powers.
Mm.
It's like there was this, I think, elves that can level up by just like helping people, and then there were these powers that would, these cards that would, like, you'd think that would break the game, and then parang sobrang interesting ng interaction na parang when someone's going to be like something, you'd go, oh wait, you know, you're not yet, there's this thing that I can do, and then yung magpapile on yung mga people, and then yung interaction and yung table talk. It was like something really different from like playing yung mga games from a regular 52 deck of cards, diba? Kasi he played it during a outing with a few high school friends.
Yeah.
So parang syempre usually sa mga ganun, it's either a video okay and then usoy or tong its ganun, and then one of our friends brought out yung munchkin niya, and then parang uy, ang interesting nito kasi may cooperation yung mga other people so that this one will win, yung mga ganun. So it was eye opening.
Okay, all right. So I can imagine only how sad you were when you're like, wait, I don't love this game as much.
Yeah.
So, do you still have Munchkin?
I still have a copy somewhere. I haven't gotten.
Okay, so meron pa naman.
Deep in the closet.
Okay, so meron pa naman. All right, so that's yeah. That's good to hear. How about you, Hans? What's a game you used to love?
A game I used to love is Arkham Horror, the board game, mm-hmm. The second edition.
Ooh,
so
okay.
That was also the very first game I ever bought. Arkham Horror second edition. We like it, we like the story, and then we started getting to, I started figuring out like Descent, Descent, Star Wars Imperial Assault, then Gloomhaven, then Lord of the Rings, and then I just realized na, oh my god, sobrang daming fiddly things with Arkham Horror the second edition. And then I also played the third edition, and what's worse is I would rather play the second edition over the third edition.
Oh damn, okay,
yeah.
Why?
The third edition didn't feel Arkham Horror enough for me. And the second edition was just too fiddly. Ayan. And then now I found my love with LC.
Yeah. I myself have not played much Arkham Horror second or third ed, no. But the LCG really hit the spot. So that existing and doing so well, feeling ko Hans might not ever look back. Like there's no reason, right? But again, I gotta ask, what made you fall in love with Arkham the first time, besides the story?
Essentially the second edition made it feel like a role playing game talaga, na one shot campaign. And then there are different elder gods that you have to fight on. So it gives you that that good story na may replayability with different characters, tapos para siyang close to an RPG campaign with friend that you don't need to spend multiple campaign sessions on. I think that's what really got me into it. I remember playing every time that we would get into a game day in a friend's house, laging may at some point magbubukas ng Arkham, tapos we would play 4 to 6 player Arkham for sure. Imposibleng hindi nalalaro yun dati. But right now yun nga lang, it feels dated na in terms of its design.
Okay. So parang ano rin siguro, no? It's a result or a product of the people you played with, because everyone else loved it also. So parang nag mind meld kayo, parang nag wavelength, like, yep, let's all just play Arkham.
Also before, it was normal to play for an hour and a half for a single game. And Arkham kasi was at least a 3-hour commitment.
Right.
So for us, parang, oh, 3 hours. Sanay naman kami sa 1.5 hours. So parang,
why
parang
not?
Sa amin, okay lang yun. Tama yeah. lang. Yeah, and yeah, yeah. We play a lot of Euros also, that like Agricola and stuff, that lasts for about 2 hours. So parang for us, hindi ganun kahaba yung arcam.
Yeah.
But now, where 1 hour is, oh my god, 1 hour yung game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na, yeah, I guess also, no, like your lack of love for this was also like a product of what games are coming out now, which is totally yes. understandable. A game of mine that I used to love a lot, is somewhat close to Hans now. It's Elder Sign.
Mm-hmm.
Elder Sign plays less than an hour, mga 45. But what I loved about it before was the amount of flavor and how many players you could cram into this weird dice game. So I think I played Elder Sign at about 6 players, 7 players, and it felt okay. So that's amazing, no? Coming in from like a medium-sized game, small to medium-sized game. And then I liked that there was so much replayability in this one box. Wala pa ako expansion, ha? And I think I played the game like almost 12 times. And I didn't get tired of it back then. But now, I think the reason why I don't like it as much anymore is the game, again, feels fiddly now. Kasi parang ang dami mong tinitignan sa board, and ang daming pwedeng mangyari dun sa dice between you rolling it and coming back to your turn. And like, it doesn't feel like a good experience anymore compared to what other games are out now. So parang mas stress lang ako sa Elder Sign ngayon. That's why I don't love it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I see it on the shelf though, I go like, oh, good memories. This game aged so well. But you know, that's me speaking out of nostalgia.
Ako, I have a recent game na I fell out of love now. Ashes.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. I used to be one of the biggest drivers of the game.
Yeah, Ashes Lords. Ashes Lords.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like it. I think that the first 5 mechanic where in a card game you get to determine your first 5 cards. Is brilliant,
yeah.
And then yung deck building mo can be modified but not super, na parang partial deck building lang. I thought that was genius.
May signature, yeah.
Yeah, as in, so I enjoyed playing it and everything, ganun. To the point that I was in a meeting with Eric. I was having a chat with him. Then he was saying, "Oh, Ashes is gonna fail," sabi niya sa akin. And I was like, what? No! It's like the best game ever. Best game, card game ever. Ganun. I would play it over Netrunner and all of these other LCGs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then sabi niya, you'll soon realize this. The first 5 mechanic which you like so much will be the one that will make you fall out of it.
Okay.
Kasi sabi niya, and then he told me, because that mechanic takes out the randomness. It doesn't mitigate randomness. It takes out the randomness completely.
Yeah.
And then from there, it will become repetitive and parang recipe na lang siya.
Yeah. I get it.
And while people, according to him, as a game, from a game design perspective, he knows that everyone hates randomness. But it's randomness though that keeps people in. So from a game design perspective, tapos parang ako, no, hindi ko maniniwala sa'yo. And then now whenever I play Ashes, parang pag tinignan ko pa lang yung dice niya and tinignan ko pa lang yung Phoenix Born niya, oh my god, alam ko na yung first 5 cards. So
and that kills it for you kasi the first turn second 1 or 2 turns is alam mo na yung mangyayari and it kind of
parang alam mo na yung mangyayari ganun. Yeah. So parang kahit na alam mo you can at most have like 1 card to be flexible para kang merong tech card, but it feels the same game over and over again na. Especially we got to the point that we were playing weekly.
Yeah.
And I keep facing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
nag-stick
yeah.
for me.
Yeah. I get it. And I don't know. I also went through the Ashes phase, and I don't know. It died out sooner for me than you, Hans. I guess. Like I kind of felt the burnout sooner. Sam, do you have another game for us to talk about? A game you used to love?
Dixit.
What?
What?
Yes.
Heretic! Heretic! Bakit? Why do you still love Dixit?
No, it's... No, because it's a game you play a lot, but you're playing it with the same group.
Okay.
And then I bought a couple of expansions and stuff, pero your clues eventually became samey. It's not so much as a problem on design or whatever, it's just that we played it so much that we formed inside jokes surrounding the game itself, and then yung jokes na yun informed yung mga clues na ginagawa namin.
Okay, so it kind of became programmed para ang dali na masyado.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, ayun, syempre there are attempts naman to be creative dun sa joke, pero like, ako and my sister, ang dami na naming mga inside stuff. So I know that if she says this, she's referring to this. So parang, medyo predictable na yung mga clues.
So you kind of gamed the game and it's not fun anymore.
Yeah. Right. So it's a matter of playing it a lot. And then
I think Dixit's role is just to get people into the party game system, into the hobby, and then from there, parang ipapasa na niya sa iba. Once you play it so much nga, na parang paminsan sa magiging clue ko is Leo. That's my clue. Tapos tayo, me and Leo would know what it is already, but no one else gets it. So hindi na siya fun at that
parang
point.
Parang may picture na sa utak mo kung ano yun, and you all know what that is.
Yeah.
I see. So are you saying Dixit has an expiration date? Or at like, a best plays number by?
I would play it, wala siyang expiration date, as long as you play with different sets of people. If it's
different,
the same group over and over, medyo magsistail siya.
What's that number like? So let's say I play the same group 4 times maximum na yon. Like, do you think it's
I think
it's...
hindi naman.
No.
Okay.
Sure. Especially if you're playing with just the base. If it's just the base, kasi paulit-ulit na yung cards mangyayari. I don't know the number of times, but I would say
it's upward of 10 times pa rin, I think.
Okay, 10 times about. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, sobrang bayad na yung game nun at that point.
Yeah. I have a few friends that sorts of promote the variant rules. First one is singing Dixit, where your clues can only be in song. And you have to
sing.
It's not saying I want it that way. It's you have to sing the part of the clue. That made it really fun. Another one is drinking.
drinking? Oh, Dixit all drinking.
And then the ultimate one is singing drinking.
Nice. Basically, it's just a party. Yeah. It's just a party with Dixit. Yeah.
I might still pull out Dixit and try you.
Yeah. Like, do the
party. Try the singing one. It adds a different element to it. Yeah, but kailangan game yung mga tao na hindi lang yung title yung key.
Dapat walang hiya.
You have to sing a part of the song kung ano yung nire-refer mo.
Dapat walang hiya yan.
Parang naging musical yung game.
Yeah. I like it. So that's one party game, Dixit. I think the next game that I have, that I used to love, and it's also a party game, and that's Mafia de Cuba. Who remembers Mafia de Cuba? That game is so hipster, I think.
This is the one with the cigarette box?
Cigar box. Okay. Yeah. So again, this game came out in very small quantities, and then yung mga nakabili lang nito, sila na lang yung merong Mafia de Cuba ngayon, because I don't recall anyone else carrying Mafia de Cuba anymore. And really what made it so awesome to me was the whole box mechanic. Sobrang na in love ako doon, na parang, alright, you're passing around the box and you're essentially gangsters. And it's another take on this whole werewolf thing. So this was released in my mid board gaming career, medyo gitna siya, like after I started to fall in love. And then I'm like, "Oy, angas nito. Guys, tara laro tayo." And essentially what killed it for me was it just takes a long time for people to click into the game. Kasi sa Dixit, after the first or second round, gets mo na kung ano nangyayari. Like, ah, ganito pala yun. Alright, let's do it, let's do it. But dito sa Mafia de Cuba, it takes maybe 2 or 3 games. Full games, ha? Not just rounds, full games for people to go, okay, so this is what I'm trying to do. And that just took too long for me. Parang yung amazement wasn't worth the effort of getting people to understand the game completely. Sayang lang. I don't know.
May expansion pa siya. Revolution.
Yeah. So, again, the game has so much potential and the theme is very rarely touched. You know, like, how often do you have, you know, a Latin American gangster game? But, you know, it's... I don't know, I hate to say it, but it seems like a commodity. The fact na ganun yung mechanic niya. And then, it has a weird player number also. Like, 4 to 6 or 4 to 8, parang ganun. Like, it's party game, but relatively small lang. Kasi nga, meron siyang actual components.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had diamonds in it, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a game that I used to love. I wish I loved it more. I don't know.
there's I think first time ko siya nilaro was in Dice and Dain pa.
Yeah.
I remember na it took na parang 2 games for us to fully understand what was really going on and who was lying and who wasn't, parang ganun.
Yeah, kasi meron siyang stealing mechanic and then merong like merong may magkakampi pa at some point because it depends on what role you got. So again, for a social deduction party game, the click time took a while, so I fell in love with it first and then just as fast maybe fell out. So sayang. That's
I think yung next evolution ng mga hidden role type or hidden card type games is ano eh, the Cabo Silver series. That one I think is really good, especially yung ano Silver, now that they also came out with expansion, Silver Bullet and Silver Amulet.
Oh wow.
I don't know if you've tried Cabo, where it's like a poker game set up. Now you're trying to have the lowest number of cards, lowest value of cards. But you're trying to, but you only know out of your 4 cards, parang ganun aspect. So I like that. I think yun yung evolution ng mga hidden role, hidden identity type games. Kasi it's hard to beat Avalon in Coup anymore on that front. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah, I think this new wave of games in the social deduction realm are more gamier. Parang there's more things you can do to help support your claims. Dati kasi it's puro dada eh. Puro sabi. Like, yeah. Kasi ganito, promise ganito. And that's Avalon, that's Resistance, that's cool for you. It's all stuff that you would say. But here now, in games like Silver, the Silver Line, even Cabo, it's actually cards. So people will listen to you when you say, hindi ganito, check this out. Ganyan. So, again, products of what game design is just turning into in 2020. But kayo, to our viewers, if you guys have any games that you used to love, go ahead, comment on this video right here. This is going to stay on the web, on the page, for as long as you can watch it. So that is right here on the Gaming Library page here on Facebook. We go live every day for the next... Well, until the quarantine is over. So that's 2 p.m. every day. We'll be streaming games, doing talk shows just like this, and we would love for you to be a part of it. The next time we'll be doing this is on Monday. Again, Monday, 2 p.m., and then every Thursday as well. So Hans, is there anything else we missed out before we go on ahead and say goodbye to the people and give them the rest of their day?
No, that's it. Stay safe. We have a shipment, hindi ko palang ginagalaw, dumating. Nilalaysan ko pa siya. So, one of these days, we'll announce what we have.
Oh no! Oh no!
Soon? So many board games and yet I can't open them.
Okay, so there's a shipment, guys. So that's something new. Make sure to stay tuned to this page and of course on the website kasi doon unang lalabas yung products and pre-orders. Or baka may pre-order kayo tapos dumating na and that might be in what's in the shipment. Sam, thank you so much for joining us for today. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Will do.
All right, and for you know, everyone watching right now and trying their best to stay inside, stay home, stay safe. Let's just get through this. All right, feeling ko mabilis lang to eh. This is quarantine's gonna be over soon, and we'll be back to our daily routines. But until then, hopefully you guys can join us here on Gaming Library every day 2 p.m. We'll be bringing you content just like this. We'll see you all next time. Good day. Bye.
Bye.